yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Now then, Al Jazeera has obtained exclusive video of the former leader.
July 28, 2016. The Qatari-based Al Jazeera channel airs an address given by the leader of the al-Nusra Front, Abu Muhammad al-Jalani. In his first televised appearance without a mask, al-Jalani announces his group is changing name to Jabhat Fatah al-Sham and its official flag from black to white.
وإعادة تشكيل جماعة جديدة ضمن جبهة عمل تحمل اسم جبهة فتح الشام علما أن هذا التشكيل الجديد ليس له علاقة بأي جهة خارجية.
As the strike force of Daesh, this Takfiri terrorist group was formed months after the outbreak of the Syrian crisis in March 2011, but broke from it in 2013 and swore allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Since then, the group, long referred to as Al-Qaeda in Syria, has used the instability in the country to seize control over a large portion of the Syrian-Turkish border, facilitating the transition of Daesh oil caravans to Turkey. But in the last few months, the Al-Nusra Front, or Jabhat Fatah al-Sham, as the terrorist group now prefers to call itself, has been faced with a difficult situation as it's pressed against the Turkish border in the region of Idlib. The recent move, that is, the change in the name and the split from Al-Qaeda, has drawn mixed reactions. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Bahram Qasemi, has condemned it as wordplay, saying the game is aimed at delisting the group as a terrorist organization. But the ugly image of extremism and terrorism cannot be purified through such moves. For the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, it is a PR move by the group to create the image of being more moderate. The group's new non-Al-Qaeda status signifies the start of a full-scale rebranding campaign to depict itself as a moderate opposition group, adjusting to the constant pressure from Russia that pushed the U.S. to accept a joint military operation against al-Nusra. The two countries were expected to have military cooperation and share intelligence in fighting the al-Nusra Front.
Наша общая цель – обеспечить долговременное прекращение огня по всей территории Сирии. Опять же, повторю в скобках, за исключением ИГИЛ и Джабхат ан-Нусра, которые которым не будет пощады. Наша общая цель – нарастить тот позитив, который был достигнут в рамках доставки гуманитарной помощи. Гуманитарный доступ был обеспечен с начала этого года во все 18 осажденных районов. И наша общая цель – активизировать усилия по содействию политическим реформам в Сирии в соответствии с резолюцией 2254.
Strategically, breaking with Al-Qaeda, though superficially, could make it easier for the al-Nusra Front's external supporters to continue their funding. It could also establish a foothold for the group's foreign sponsors to sell al-Nusra as a moderate group in the Vienna talks and in the post-war Syria consensus.
آزادی بخش وارد مذاکرات بشه نه یک گروه تروریستی چون جبهه النصره دنیا میشناخت به عنوان یک گروه تروریستی نمیتوانست با اون اسم وارد گفتگو و مذاکره شه چون با تروریست نمیشه از مذاکره کرد.
All in all, many political experts share the view that the split is more cosmetic and the Fatah al-Sham front continues to adhere to Al-Qaeda's ideologies.
Now, a group that is openly loyal to Osama bin Laden, they were on Al Jazeera just the other night, openly stating their reverence for Osama bin Laden. If you call them al-Nusra instead of al-Qaeda, and then when al-Nusra becomes so shameful because of its head chopping, crucifying, murdering, torturing, holy place destroying reputation, well, change their name again, and we'll call them Jabhat Fatah.
Before al-Jalani's announcement, the group released the first official picture of him with a camouflage jacket, resembling former al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. It was visual comfort to the terrorist militants that the ideology of bin Ladenism will persist, regardless of what the group calls itself. Though the group itself has apparently cut off ties with al-Qaeda, each of its members has an individual pledge of allegiance to it. During his appearance, al-Jalani did not revoke his personal allegiance to al-Qaeda, but simply announced the new group would have no links with foreign parties.
واقعا این درکش مشکله که چگونه میشه یک شبه یک گروه تروریستی صبح بلند بشه و تبدیل بشه به یک گروه آزادی خواه. اونم نه روشش رو عوض کرده، ختمش مسلحانه رو عوض کرده و نه از نظر تفکر اساسنامه مرامنامهش هم تغییر پیدا نکرده. افرادم که در درون این گروه مبارزه میکردن هم که آدم چند ملیتی هستن. با این سه وجهی که من عرض کردم واقعا نمیتونیم بپذیریم که چنین تحولی انجام شده. ولی
Al-Nusra's public affiliation with al-Qaeda has always been problematic for the group. As the official al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, the group was viewed as terrorist rather than a rebel group fighting the Assad government. Counterterrorism analysts see the current departure as a trick that allows the group to create a broader coalition of Salafist terrorist groups in Syria. Others fear that any overt cooperation with al-Nusra would make them targets of US and Russian bombing and interfere with the funding they received from certain Persian Gulf nations. Through its rebranding, al-Jalani is attempting to portray the group as an umbrella organization that can unify other groups, a model that al-Qaeda affiliates have attempted before. In 2011, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, decided to rebrand itself as Ansar al-Sharia in an effort to be a more acceptable partner for other groups and tribes in Yemen. In Iraq, the group referred to as Al-Qaeda in Iraq, AQI, founded by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, rebranded itself as the Islamic State of Iraq, ISI, in October 2006. In both cases, despite the clear intention of dissociating from Al-Qaeda, the extremist methods of bin Ladenism persisted, regardless of the group's name. The same goes for the al-Nusra Front. It's an act of whitewashing the terrorist group through changing its name and avatar.
تروریست‌شویی اونطوری که ما میفهمیم ازش یعنی یک چهره کریه و بدی که تروریست داره در همه دنیا، یعنی اسم تروریست میاد همه افراد این رو به عنوان یک واژه منفی میشناسن نه یک واژه مثبت. برای همین مجبورن اینو بزکش کنن، اینو بیان تطهیرش کنن، اینو بیان یک شکل آبرومندی بهش بدن. چگونه میتونن این کار کنن؟ یا باید بگن که این از ماهیت تروریستی خارج شده، حالا چگونه خارج میشه؟ یا اسمش تغییر پیدا میکنه، روشهاشو تغییر میده و همون چیزی که در موردش بحث شد. بنابراین اینجا به طور مشخص مجموعه اقداماتی که انجام میدهند برای اینکه یک گروه تروریستی رو که نامشروع و ضد بشریه تبدیلش کنن به یک گروه مشروع و مبارز، به این ما میتونیم اصطلاحا بگیم تروریست شویی.
But the question is, does changing the name of a terrorist equal changing its terrorist nature? The fact is that renaming the al-Nusra Front Takfiri group, which is fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, will not change its terrorist nature. The records of these groups are replete with crimes against humanity, terror, indiscriminate killing, and utter savagery. What does this rebranding accomplish? Will it make conflict resolution more likely? Will it change its ruthless actions, its cutthroat tactics, its atrocities against defenseless civilians, its extremist ideology? Or will they remain a bunch of cutthroat killers, indifferent to human life, and wreak havoc on nations? Can a leopard change its spots?